is Kiddush.
Okay, we're up to the word Maranam. Stavri, we saw yesterday, was the 10 chasadim and 10 gvuros, 10 kindnesses and 10 limits. And chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzachot, chod, right? The 10 and 10. Now, so that's the first time, Stavri. So he gets a line. Great Psalm has 260 plus 10 for the 10, and then two different levels, two elements. So you align that, and then Maranam. Once I align the 10 chasadim and 10 gvuros, I'm able to pick up the 288 sparks we're always speaking about. The 288 sparks, I don't think we should have a long discussion about 288 sparks, let's just put it, say that there are these different sparks that we're just trying to pick up, and everything we do, every bracha we take, we make, every time we smile, all the good things we do is pick some sparks. Everything picks up sparks, all the positive picks up sparks. And when we do things that are not so good, so they sort of keep the sparks kind of, makes it harder to get the sparks out. We have to get out of the bad mood, and then maybe get rid of the problems.
So what happens if we're really having a bad day? And
when we're having a bad day,
like committing mass murder or something like that, you know.
A bad day means we have the hardest sparks to pick up, the lowest sparks. So then it can be a challenge because you really have to get through even this bad day, even this difficulty, to pick up the spark. As I was saying before, there are different levels. The person who notices himself, he's noticing that things are changing for the better. Things still bother, but on a different kind of level, much more even, much easier. So things are changing, that's improvement. Just see ourselves with this focus on the improvement and see there's a lot of improvement.
A task we have to accomplish every day, pick up the sparks?
Every minute, every second, that's what it says. And yeah, well, maybe we'll remember at least during this year, right? We'll try to pick up sparks during this year, like a woman's chance is at least during this year. And then the rest of the day, but during this year, try to remember, you know, sparks, the woman's chance. Rebbe says you remove your peah. You need any movement, all the worlds, like the many worlds, myriads of worlds, are just draining around every movement. We just focus on it. You need people.
When you do something every minute, every stretch of minute, nothing.
Sure, but it's not just a tzadi. So that's the chassidic world. Everyone tries. Everyone tries to try to remember that what we do is also important. Rebbe didn't say it's that. He said every person, we just have to sort of connect to that, tap into it. There are people, whoever people, and you see them and you start to notice, this person is really just thinking about Hashem. That's all he's doing, that's all he wants, that's all he's doing. This one, that's it. He's trying. That's it. Because sometimes the person says, well, maybe you can see it. But there are other people that that's really their home. You're talking to a little Gemara, whatever it is, you're talking to someone, and suddenly it's like, this is all, everything it has to do with just connecting to Hashem. Make it to Hashem, that's all it's about. And that's the person's really, that's what he's thinking, that's what he's focused on, that's what he's feeling. You know, I have a teacher, don't open the door, it gets in the way of the, I can't pick things up. He gets totally, you know, very much. You know what he's doing, you know, he's doing it, so he's holding. People are holding, that's all they have in mind. They don't care about anything else. That's Hashem. So there's 288 sparks we're always picking up. If we want. And like I said, the Kamara, whenever this comes up, I always mention the obvious, it's extremely obvious, but it's good to say he says it. He says the hardest test is the eyes, not to look where it's not seemingly not okay. He said, when do you have a test in the eyes? He said, you know, when you bring the HR, he says, oh, click that, click, when that, look there, do this. He says, the spark is screaming and crying, please free me. Don't click, and I'm free. Don't look, and I'm out. Please, just please, help me. I'm here for 1,000 years. Get me out of this. And then we like, hopefully we do, but either we pick them up or we don't. That's really because that's these 288 sparks, and then these sparks, they're not 288, there's 288 major sparks. We have a lot to pick up, each of us, on our level of what we can do and how we can do it. And again, so we can,
these are categories?
These are four different levels of sparks, but there are many, many, many sparks in each of these sparks. Each of them is 72 sparks from each of them. That's what we're saying. There's four different Shema Sabaya, right? Each one has 72, a different kind of 72. That's what it comes down to. It's a different kind of spark. So that we'll maybe talk about if we learn about that particular, more about it. But the kids are kiddish. The first thing we're trying to do is align every aspect of ourselves. Maybe one day our kiddish have something in mind. It's possible. So we're trying to align every single aspect of ourselves So we have the five chassadim, the five words. Everything is clear now. Everything's focused. And then I can pick up these 288 sparks. So the 288 sparks, what are these 288 sparks? It's Marana. Marana is Gematria 288 plus 52. Ben. And according to Baal Shem Tov, what that means, that Kabbalistically means a lot. It means you're bringing the sparks, picking the sparks in Malchus. The Malchus is level fine. But according to Baal Shem Tov, Ben means the way you pick up sparks is knowing you are a child of Hashem. When you know you're Hashem's son, Ben, then you pick up the sparks. That's why it's 288 plus Ben. What is that? Is right 290 is 300 and right because it's 52 340 then, right? What's Marana? Marana is man versus 200 and we have 50 plus 50 none Marana. Is 50 plus 50 is another 100, 300, and then Marana is 340. That's the same thing, 288 plus 10, because you have to be a Ben to pick up the sparks, or because you pick up the sparks in the aspect of Ben, which is not. Fine, very good. So that's what we say. So when we say Sabri Marana, that's what Nassim says, that's when all the good points are going up, because that's when we lift up the sparks. That's what I recently lift the sparks. That means every good point we've done the whole week. That's what's being picked up, that's what's being illuminated. And if you're Zilcha, when making Kiddush, you can pick up anyone at the table, or everyone at the table. To you, up to me, up to us. I just heard about a Yid, the Beyond Reva, 40 years ago. He was, it's like unbelievable. He made Kiddush that was heard in like 4 block radius or something. I can't understand how, the people heard him on Twitter. It's okay, shout before the night, it was very quiet, let's say it was like, he made it late, let's say. How do you shout even that loud? I don't even know. I can't even imagine how this is like really loud. It's like hell fire! Like that's what he was saying, kiddush. The whole kiddush. Like unbelievable. I was just kidding.
Which Rebbe?
The Rebbe of Bian. Bian Rebbe.
My son was spent several Shabbos in his house.
Oh, really?
In Switzerland.
Wow.
And the old man was on top of a mountain.
Hmm.
And he used to invite students up there from the yeshiva. It was the bottom of the mountain.
Probably the grandson, or was the father of that person, probably,
right.
Although I'm not sure. I'm not certain. But I think
it was an old man. It was very old.
The father of the present Bian Rebbe refused to be Rebbe.
Refused.
He didn't want to be. The son also wanted to refuse.
It
could be, I don't know, I'm not sure. But the son, or maybe still alive, I don't even know. The son, they asked him, what about you? Eventually. So he waited and waited, and he asked his Rebbe. Rebbe said, yeah, you should be Rebbe. Well, the people need you. He's like, I also, from my perspective, I have no interest in being a Rebbe. I don't care. But, you know, if I'm supposed to, I'll do it. If Hashem wants, I'll do it. I'm not dafka, not doing it. I have no interest in doing it. That's what he said.
I Googled him. I Googled him. The family.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting people.
Uh-huh.
Very spiritual. Very high values.
That's it. That's it. Oh.
But you're right, even though they don't want to be recognized that way, it's been thrust upon them.
Yes, it has.
And they can't escape it.
But that's unusual. In Gore, you also have the same thing. Where people, I forgot which one passed away, and there was an uncle and there was a brother. A son. And they had a very serious fight about who would be Rebbe. The uncle said, you have to be Rebbe because you're the son. And the son said, no, you're the Rebbe because you're from the old generation. And their mamash fought. Each one fought that the other one should be Rebbe. It was very interesting. Really meaning it. Not joking. After, please tell me I'm not Rebbe, I'll be very happy. They both ended up being Rebbe in the end. First the brother, and they both, it's rare. Unfortunately, there are too many times it's the opposite. They put it, I'm Rebbe. Yeah. Okay. So it's third of the law. I guess third of the law is its own. This is the next one,
the 9 years, the bracha. We'll get to that.